Okay, so welcome back to our seventh session of Rav Kook here in Torani Lumi Mishkafayim. So I think that this unit that we started after Pesach is trying to tell the story of Zionism, religious Zionism from Rav Kook's perspective. Last week we started off with a little bit of an introduction about Am Yisrael, and we focused on the value and the perspective of each individual Jew. And this week, we're going to broaden the conversation a little bit, still talking about Am Yisrael, but talk about Am Yisrael as a nation and the relationship between each individual Jew and that nation. God willing, next time we learn, we'll focus on Eretz Yisrael, and we'll see how Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael come together. Then maybe we'll do a session on the Tchiya, what was happening in the 1910s, 1920s, that Rav Kook saw the revival of the Jewish people in the Jewish land, and then we'll see where we go from there. But if you're here last time we learned, we saw that according to Rav Kook, each individual Jew has made up of two different components. The Kedusha of a Jew has two components. There is the Kedusha Skulis, the essential nature of the Jew, and there's the Kedusha, the Bechira, that each Jew has to choose good things to learn Torah and do mitzvot. And we saw that this segula, this essential aspect, was connected with a chibur to Am Yisrael. That even if a Jewish person was disconnected from Torah mitzvos, disconnected from Emunus Adeos, as long as you're connected to Am Yisrael, your segula is still shining. And we sort of left off with a question as to, we understood where Rav Kook was coming from to a degree, but why Dafka that? Why is Dafka a chibur to Am Yisrael the essential factor, the essential way of seeing that somebody's segula is still shining? So keep that question in mind, and God willing, we'll get to that in the end. So the first three sources are passages from Orot Yisrael, which is the part in Orot where Rav Kook deals with the nature of Am Yisrael. Here Rav Kook is from Perek Aleph, where Rav Kook is dealing with Machut Knesset Yisrael. What is the essential nature of the Jewish people? And then from there, we'll be able to go down to these what that means for each individual person. So Rav Kook starts off as follows. Source number one. You cannot define the essence of the Jewish people with limited boundaries or with defined or with well-defined descriptions. The essence of Am Yisrael encompasses everything. And everything is established, is based upon the Jewish people's desire to become close to Hashem. It feels the sweetness and the pleasantness in the depths of its soul, with all of its pleasure. And this desire to become close to Hashem, it reveals itself, expresses itself in all of the corners, all of the actual practical expressions of Am Yisrael. Everything about the Jewish people is a revelation of this basic core, which can't be defined in terms. Why can't it be defined in terms? Because it is the desire to become close to Hashem. And Hashem is beyond terminology. Hashem is beyond boundaries. Similarly, the Jewish people's connection to God and their essential desire to further that connection to Hashem and to express that connection in this world is something that can't be described, but we know it's there. So what is the essence of Am Yisrael? Hard to define, but something to do with divinity, something to do with a desire to come close to Hashem and to express godliness in this world. Great. It seems pretty general. We'll get to some very, very practical ramifications of these ideas in a couple of minutes. Source number two. Rav Kook is, if you look at this chapter, Orot Yisrael Perek Aleph, Rav Kook is really trying to like define what is the nature of the Jewish people from like multiple angles. And you see each piece is like adding on a different shade, tackling the issue from a different perspective. So in source number two, Rav Kook writes as follows. Anu, Klomar Knesset Yisrael, we, the Jewish people, why do we want to live? Why does Am Yisrael exist? Because of the moral goal of reality. What in the world does that mean? The moral goal of reality? So this is classic Rav Kook. Rav Kook was, of all Jewish thinkers, was one of these Jewish thinkers that emphasized the fact that God created the world at a certain point, let's say level X, and he put it on a one-way trajectory to get to some higher level, to get to Muslim Mashiach, to get to level Y. And everything that happens in creation, everything that happens in history of the world, is really a way of getting us to that higher level. Hitalut ha'olam, the world is constantly getting better. I think we discussed this in this context, maybe in the Tshuva Shiurim over the fall. But Rav Kook really felt like everything that happens in human history is a way of getting us closer to some end game where things are going to be much, much more perfect. So why does Am Yisrael exist? Why do we exist? Why do we persist? Because of that goal which God put into the world. The very fabric, the reason why God created the world was so the world could become elevated. We are vehicles through which the world gets elevated. Because we feel within ourselves that the essential concentrated form of life, what is the vitality of life? What gives our life meaning? It's the general moral agenda, moral goal. We feel deep down that we want the world to be better, and we feel that we have a job, we have a mission. Our mission is to better the world in some way, shape, or form. The Rav Kook goes on to say that if we ever lost sight of that mission, if the Jewish people as a whole lost sight of that mission, that we are not trying to better the world, we're not trying to reach Moshe Mashiach, then we would cease to exist. But because that mission is so deeply embedded in God's reality, in the creation of the world, and that mission is so deeply embedded, therefore, in Am Yisrael, we're never going to actually lose it. Even if we might lose our way here and there, Am Yisrael as a whole is always trying to better the world, is always trying to reach that utopian era of Yom HaMashiach, and that's what allows us to continue to exist. Source number three, he has a very similar formulation. Rav Kook writes, Atzmut HaChefetz Shel Hayot Tov Lakol, the essential desire to be good to everybody, B'lo Shem Agbala B'olam Klal, without any limitation, Bein B'kamut Nitzavim, Bein B'kuto Shel HaTov, whether in the quantity of people you're bettering, or in the quality of what type of good you're bestowing on people, Zeu HaGarin HaPnimi Shamut Nishmata Shel Knesset Yisrael. What is the essential nature of the Jewish people? To do good to the world, to do good to the highest number of people. So see Yerush Hasam Nachalas Avosal. This is what we're Yerush from our ancestors. You skip down a line. Rav Kook writes in the middle of the next line, the third line. Why does Am Yisrael always want redemption? Why are we always trying to better the world and create utopian realities? Because our deepest desire is like God. God, what is the one thing we know about God? God, according to the essay for following in the Ramchal, God is Tov, he wants to be Meitiv. What is Am Yisrael there for? We are essentially good, and we want to be Meitiv. We want to do good things to the world. We want to bestow goodness on the world. What does that mean? We want to better the world. What does that mean? We want to bring the world towards redemption. This is the secret that the Am Yisrael is always desiring redemption. And that's why Am Yisrael persists, even when they're persecuted, even when they don't seem to have an actual hashpah in the world. Because deep down, Am Yisrael always believes that they have a mission to better the world, to bring the geula. And that mission always exists until we actually get to the geula. So if you look at the other passages in Parak Aleph and Nerot Yisrael, there are similar themes. That whatever Rav Kook likes in terms of godliness, divinity, in terms of whatever he describes Hashem as, the ability to see Kedusha in everything in the world, the ability to elevate everything in the world, the desire for geula, all of those things are part of the essential character of Am Yisrael, because Am Yisrael is always deeply connected to God, the nation as a whole. Fantastic. So far, so good? Good. I think it's pretty general. Maybe a little bit inspirational. Where I think, at least for me, this idea has become a little bit more lemaisa, is when Rav Kook brings these ideas down to the level of the individual. So what does this mean for each individual Jew? And what we're going to see is that for Rav Kook, because Am Yisrael is the divinity embodied, it has a godly core. Whatever God cares about in this world, Am Yisrael cares about deep down. Therefore, if you as an individual Jew want to connect to God and you want to be yourself become elevated in a ruchni way and you want to have the vekus to Hashem, what do you have to do? You have to connect to Am Yisrael. And this is, I think, an essential paradigm shift. I don't know if it's a total paradigm shift. I'm sure these ideas do appear earlier in Jewish sources. But this is like a major, major theme in Rav Kook's thought, that the only way for a Jewish person to become more elevated in a ruchani way, to feel more connected to Hashem, to feel more dveikos on a personal level, it's through feeling connected to Am Yisrael. Because Am Yisrael is basically whatever God cares about in this world, whatever the Shekhinah is, whatever that is, that God put that into the essential core of this nation. And whether or not individual Jews feel that or not, express that or not, deep down, maybe they do. But if you want to experience that, you want to experience godliness, you want to experience closeness to Hashem, you have to connect to Am Yisrael. And Rav Kook says this in a whole in a whole variety of ways. And look at source number four for a second. This is again, this is a more of a general piece, and then we'll get to some more concrete expressions of it. Source number four, Rav Kook writes, "Kishadam misim elibo v'daito l'sdabek b'or eloki." You want to connect to God, great. Hameir b'chnesed Yisrael b'chlala. You want to connect to God through the light of God that exists in the Jewish people. B'chol neshamos v'chol deros mishus v'anachiris. You want to connect to God as He appears through the Jewish people. Great. So you might think there are many ways to connect to God. I can connect to God through nature, you know, through taking a nature walk. I can connect to God through Torah mitzvot. I can connect to God through all these things. One way maybe is to connect to God through studying Jewish history, connecting to Am Yisrael. But as Rav Kook says in this piece, if you connect to God through connecting to Am Yisrael, mistabekul ayidezem mimela b'or elokos ha'shoreh b'chalot shir komasha koshakal ha'adam. You will connect to the love to the divinity that exists in all of humanity. Shekinesed Yisrael hi merkazav tamtitav, because Knesset Yisrael is the most concentrated form of all the goodness of humanity. And through that, you will connect to the divinity, to the Shekhinah, that exists in all of creation. Because all of the light of God that's in this world is there in humanity in some way, shape, or form. And then eventually, you're going to end up connecting to the light of God that exists beyond the confines of this world. And then by doing so, you yourself will become personally elevated. So what's going on over here? You have somebody that wants to connect to the light of God that exists in Am Yisrael, right? So you would think that's like one pole in your religious service. You connect to God through nature, connect to God through Torah mitzvahs, connect to God through Tikkun Amidos. But connecting to God through Am Yisrael is not going to be the be-all and end-all. At least in this piece, we're going to see how everything else fits in. Rav Kook is saying that if you want to connect to God beyond the confines of this world, you want to really have Devekos, the way to do it is through connecting to the light of the Shekhinah that exists within Am Yisrael, simply connecting to other Jews, feeling connected to Am Yisrael, and by doing so, you are connecting to the most concentrated form of divinity that exists in this world, and then that is going to allow you, on a personal level, to grow le'ela le'ela in your own levels of Ruchnius and your own levels of Devekos. And this is a pretty, I don't know if it's a radical idea, but you can think about the ramifications of this, because again, we saw last time we learned that according to Rav Kook, who is connected to Am Yisrael, who is part of Am Yisrael, even people that are kofrim, even people that aren't Shomei Torah mitzvos. And Rav Kook is saying that feeling connected to them, feeling the pulse of Am Yisrael, feeling the ups and downs of what happens to Am Yisrael, is an essential part of your Avodas Hashem. Not just essential, it is the key element in one's Avodas Hashem if you want to grow in your own personal ruchnius, feeling connected to what's going on around you. I mean, Mashal Mad Avodome, just as a contrast, remember I was learning Hilchos Giros in YU, it's part of the YU Smicha program, and there's a Rosh Hashanah, there's a piece in Eretz Tzvi where he develops this idea that in order to be Megayer, you have to accept two things. Amecha Abiyah V'Kelech Lokai, you have to accept Torah Mitzvos, Kabbalah Kabbalah Mitzvos, but you also have to accept Amecha Ami. You have to feel like you're part of Am Yisrael. And Rav Schachter has, no, he's not the first Achron to do this, but yeah, he has a bunch of Rayos, so that's true. And I remember I was learning with a Chavrusa, somebody that was totally disconnected from the role of Makshava, somebody who was like a straight, you know, Halacha, Brisker type of person. He's trying to figure out, what does it mean to feel connected to Am Yisrael outside of Torah Mitzvos? Like, what's the Nafkamina? Like, you know, if you firmly believe that Hashem gave Am Yisrael the Torah, and you believe that I'm obligated to keep the Torah, and you believe that all Jewish people are obligated to keep the Torah, so that means you're mekabel olam hashamayim, you're mekabel the bris. What is this other thing? Let's say you do that, but you say I still want to be Dutch, I still want to be American, I still want to be whatever original nationality I am or I was. So Rav Schachter has this piece, he quotes a bunch of Achronim, and say the Gerus is not a Gerus, it's not Chal. Even though you believe that Hashem gave you the Torah, and that Hashem revealed himself to Jewish people, and you're obligated in the Torah, mitzvot v'chulei v'chulei. So I think that's the contrast. That's saying that all that exists, all that matters, is Torah and mitzvot, and that's what you're obligated to do. Rav Kook is adding on that no, there's a whole another idea of feeling connected to the nation. And if the nation is doing well, you feel a certain elevation. But the nation is doing badly, even from a completely material perspective, you also have that also lets you down. You also have a lowly feeling, therefore. And feeling connected to Am Yisrael in that way is an essential way of connecting to the Shekhinah, because Am Yisrael is the embodiment of the Shekhinah in this world, the concentrated form of the Shekhinah in this world. And Rav Kook, yeah.
Does he define what he means to connect to Am Yisrael?
Yeah, we're gonna have some concrete examples. Everything from doing Torah mitzvahs to dancing Torah, speaking Hebrew, and
specific people or it has to be more general,
well,
Am
Yisrael in general, but also the people you interact with, and they're also definitely going to be part of it. But it's more of a feeling than anything else, which expresses itself in a variety of ways. But if you look at source number five, Rav Kook has, this is like a very, very extreme formulation. Rav Kook writes, Hayatha shel Knesset Yisrael Yichidah, the relationship between Am Yisrael, the nation, and its individual units, its individual people, it's different than the relationship between every other nationality and its individual people. Rav Kook says that let's say you're French. So what does being French give you? It gives you some external cultural things. It gives you a certain way of dressing, a certain cuisine, a certain culture. But it doesn't define your relationship with God. Your relationship with God, which is the essential aspect of who you are, sort of bypasses your Frenchness and just you connect to God as an individual. Look at the bolded part. Lo kein b'Yisrael. That's not true among the Jewish people. Hanashama shal yichidim nishaves mimakor chayi olamim ba'otzar aklal. Where do you get your soul from, your essential identity, your connection to God? It's only mediated through Knesset Yisrael. If you would ever imagine separating yourself from the nation, you would have to separate your soul from its source. Your own neshama needs this because your neshama doesn't exist as an independent unit and its own independent relationship with God. It's mediated through the nation. Am Yisrael is almost like God comes down into this world in a concentrated form in Am Yisrael. If you want to connect to God, you have to connect to Am Yisrael. You don't have the option of living in a monastery somewhere and bypassing the nation and connecting to God as an individual person. So what does this mean to connect Am Yisrael? We're going to see, we'll try to, Rav Kook, again, doesn't always have concrete expressions, concrete examples. We'll try to do a couple of them. if you look at the top of the next page, also from Orot Yisrael, Rav Kook writes as follows. Hansima'oni balak kulo bruach Yisrael tzarekulut gaber. The thirst to be totally swallowed up within the Ruach of Yisrael has to be strengthened. Lakshov Yisraeliot, to think Jewishness, think Am Yisrael Dik. Dargish Yisraeliot, to feel Am Yisrael Dik. V'chiyot Chayim Yisraelim, to live on an authentic Am Yisrael Dik, a life. Throughout Besimchas Yisrael, again, this is the first practical expression that's easily definable. Throughout Besimchas Yisrael, that when Am Yisrael is doing well, when the economy is good, when you win a war, when there's more Torah mitzvahs, when things are celebratory here, you should feel a certain hitzalut. You shouldn't feel disconnected from that. Zosi megama amuka gevor rechava. This is such an important thing. Mulea tal chayim shel kodesh. It's filled with the dew of life, of holiness. Muvdelas mi regesh dugmasa itzal umas olam. It's different than the feelings of nationalism that we find by other nations. Sherefud beharbeis in asabrios furisha b'li idyal kodesh pinimi. But what is nationalism among other nations? At least in a negative way, it often manifests itself in hatred towards other nations. It's us versus them. German nationalism obviously created a lot of hatred towards other nations. What is nationalism in Am Yisrael? What are you connecting to? Connecting to God. And God, as we know, expresses himself in all sorts of things. So the more you connect to the particulars of Am Yisrael, the more you will feel love for other nations in the world and everything else in the world, and you're going to feel lovey-dovey with everything. But it starts with connecting to God, and you can only connect to God if you are totally swallowed up encapsulated within this Am Yisrael unit. And here's the key line. Look at the last line. Hatsim'a deruach uma, this thirst for the spirit of Am Yisrael, tsim'a hu l'Hashem. That is a thirst for Hashem. L'or Torah, the Yosher, the Chachma v'chol tov me'alsa. That is a thirst for God, feeling connected to Am Yisrael. You know, I spent a little bit of time in Rakaz Rav. One of the stories I heard there, there were a bunch of guys who were like, you know, this guy came from Gush and he's going back to America. So I was like the Kira project for a while, because both from Gush and coming from Gush and going back to America are like the two things that are sort of like off the derech from that perspective. So they were telling me stories about Rav Tzviuda. One of the stories, I think it's a pretty well known story. I think it's what elsewhere that when the Munich massacre happened, I think he was in the hospital bed or something. And he felt like he gave a sigh, like he felt pain, and then they realized afterwards that was the same time as the Munich massacre in 1978. Point is that you feel so connected, you're almost like feeling, you're sensing the pulse of Am Yisrael. When Rav Kook heard about the riots in Hebron, where people were killed, he fainted. It's not just because of the loss of individual life. People die all the time. But it's like a national tragedy. It's something which affects Am Yisrael, and therefore you feel it as if it's happening to you. Rav Kook has a Orot Ariya, source number 7, there's a book Orot, and there's a book where they put Orot Teshuva, Orot Torah, like a bunch of like the different smaller books. So Orot Ariya is the middle section of that book, and it's Rav Kook's poetry. Most of it is poems with like rhyme and meter, which rhyme. This did they put in the middle of that. It's poetic, but it doesn't actually have a rhyme to it. But it's all about this idea. And listen to Rav Kook. Shemu Eli Ami. Rav Kook is writing this. He's writing this in his diary. Listen to me, my nation. Mitov nishmati na'midaber nachem. I'm speaking with you from my soul. Mitov nishmati from the depths of my soul. Mitov kasher achayim shani kashur b'kolchem. What is the depths of my soul? When I look down the depths of my soul, I feel the connection to Am Yisrael. Atem kulchem kshirim bi, and you're all connected to me. Mitoch otah hargasha shenichash otah umak yoter mikol hargashat hachayim sheli. I feel this connection to Am Yisrael deeper than any other feeling that I have in my entire life. Shirak shatem rak atem rak kulchem kulchem kol nishmotichem kol dorosichem rak atem hinchem tochem chayai. You, all of you, all of Am Yisrael, all your generations, you are the content of my life. B'chem enichai, I live through you. In this unit that encompasses all of you, that's what gives my life actual meaning. I don't exist as an independent unit outside of my connection to Am Yisrael. He goes on to say that even his love for Hashem is mediated through his connection to Am Yisrael. It's only when he feels connected to Am Yisrael that's when he's able to connect to Hashem. So again, I think it's hard to have concrete expressions. A lot of it is a feeling. But God willing, we will at the very end get to at least one very, very practical, concrete expression of this idea. Just on the side, two topics that are related to this that we're not doing today is number one, relationships in Am Yisrael and other nations. Like what is if Am Yisrael is like divinity concentrated, what does that mean for everything for other nations in the world? So that is also a topic which Rav Kook deals with extensively, which we're not going to get into, and also individuality. Right now we're focusing on the nationalistic theme of feeling connected to Am Yisrael. It almost sounds like according to Rav Kook, there's no room for individuality. You know, if I like something in particular, does that mean I have to do it? We should all be the same. We should all just be connected to Am Yisrael. Rav Kook, as I'm sure you know, has a very, very, very extreme formulations about individuality. Everybody is a yachid. Everybody does things their own way. But he balances the two between feeling connected to the nation while still giving everybody their space to do things in their own way, as long as they're doing it in order to connect to the nation, in order to give more kokos to Am Yisrael. That should be the frame, that should be the mindset. But within that, there's a lot of room for individuality. And the next couple of sources are just like expressions of this, and that there is a whole range of regular religious stuff, regular cultural stuff that we think about, and we usually don't think about in the context of Am Yisrael. But according to Rav Kook, these things are deeply intertwined with your connection to Am Yisrael. Source number 8 is a random piece in the Orot HaTshuvah. So Rav Kook writes, Nishmata shel kenesat Yisrael, yid tzedek muchlat, the inner soul of a nation as a whole, it is absolute tzidkus. Shibit gashmuta hu kolel es akol atov musri shebefoal, that when it actually expresses itself, it expresses all of the good things in the world practically. Okay, kol pogam yusari. If I, as an individual person, and pogam have some type of musar pogam, I do something wrong. Sheish yichidi miYisrael osa. I say lashon hara about somebody. What am I doing? Machleshu bazaz kishiroi in nishmata u'makula. The neshama of the nation is all good, all tzedek, all tzidkos. And when I do an avera, what is one ramification of that avera? It's not just severing my relationship with God. It's severing my relationship with the nation. And therefore, what has to be part of my tshuva? Thinking about this in Elo, as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, you're sitting there doing cheshbon and nefesh, I have to stop speaking Lashon Hara, I have to get to shul on time, all these things. What is one method of achieving all of those things? Tshuva rishona yisodit. What is the first and essential foundational tshuva? He that's kasher in me'uma b'nishmata. Is to feel more connected to Am Yisrael. And that will lead you to fixing all of your paths. Because you realize that if I'm waking up late for shul, that means that I'm disconnected from Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael is the embodiment of divinity in this world. And Am Yisrael as a nation, as this abstract entity, is always perfect. Every avera that I do is disconnecting me from Am Yisrael. Therefore, I have to study the history of Am Yisrael, feel more connected to Am Yisrael, and that is going to help me in my own personal tshuva. And Rav Kook has this idea in so many other contexts, things which we don't think about as connected to Am Yisrael. For Rav Kook, thinking about Am Yisrael is an essential component of many of these things. Look at source number 11. We'll just do this one first. Torah. So normally we think of, why do we learn Torah? I don't know. We learn Torah to connect to God, right? That's what it says in many, many sources. Rambam, Tanya. We learn Torah because we don't know what to do. What does Rav Kook define Torah Lishma as? He has a couple different definitions in Perek Beis and Orot HaTorah. Rav Kook writes, source number 11, Echad miyadrakim shal isek Torah Lishma hu. What is one of the paths of Torah Lishma? L'ha'ashir es Knesset Yisrael b'kokot b'kanayim gedolim. Is that you want to give your own kokos. You want to create more Torah, because that is going to strengthen the kedusha of Am Yisrael. The chomash misrabe or a Torah v'imachi basal kvoda believe achad miYisrael. And the more Torah, the more your neshama is filled with Torah, hari akorach hayisodi shalu uma miskazeku mitametz. That strengthens the foundational kolach of the nation as a whole. The neshama partit shalu zeh ish, and the individual neshama of this person hapoel bracha kolidzo, which creates its general bracha for Am Yisrael. You will also have a personal aliyah. But what is the kavana that you have when you learn Torah? You're being mashir Am Yisrael beruchnios and befoa. With Am Yisrael needs more Torah. Just a couple weeks ago, in the shul here, they give out a lot of the Alonei Shabbat and newspapers and things like that. My daughter likes taking them home, so sometimes I read them. So they have one of them. They have a short SMS with Rav Shlomo Aviner, which is always fascinating to read. So one of them, somebody texted him, apparently, that I'm supposed to go to yeshiva next year. If I don't understand, why do I have to go to yeshiva? Why can't I just get a job and I'll learn a little bit of Torah? I'll be koveya yitim in the morning and evening, and I'll be a good firm Jew. Why do I have to learn for years in yeshiva? So there are so many different directions you could go in, right? If you're coming from a regular yeshiva perspective, coming from a nefesh hakayim perspective, what would the answer be? You could be a good firm Jew, but you're not going to be connected with the highest levels of divinity unless you learn Torah Lishma. Because Torah is where it's at. It's not. It's mitzvos. Mitzvos are going to be a lower level. If you're a Rambam Jew, what are you going to respond? You could do a lot of mitzvos, but unless you understand God's mind, you're not going to be fully connected to God. If you're a Musar person. Yeah, you could be a good Jew. You could do mitzvahs. You're not going to transform yourself. The yeshiva experience is transformative in terms of who you are as a person, in terms of your midos, in terms of your mahus. Whatever Shlomo Aviner answer, Ayin or the Torah Perek Beis, for you it might be fine, but Am Yisrael needs your Torah. That was the response. Shod SMS. There's so much there in terms of the assumptions going in to what type of response you're going to give to that question. But for Shlomo Aviner, apparently he could. I'm sure he knows all those makoros. What he chose to focus in terms on this one person who was texting him was, you might be fine, you might live a good Jewish life, but Am Yisrael needs your Torah. Torah Lashma means you're strengthening Am Yisrael, and that should be part of your motivation when you learn Torah. Rav Kook has this about language, speaking Hebrew. Why speak Hebrew? Rav Kook was living during a time period when Hebrew was trying to be revived. So you could say, it's Lashon HaKodesh. You want to speak God's language. It's Lashon Nekia. There's so many, it's the world, it's the language that Hashem created the world in. So you're connecting more to Hashem. Look at source number 10. Rav Kook has those themes in other writings, but one of the themes Rav Kook has about Hebrew, Hasafa, Mitoch shi nuvas mi ruach ha'uma, the language, Hebrew, because it comes from the ruach ha'uma, po'elas hi latzibia yafes chosam uma, aideyes gabrusa v'shultana b'chayim v'sifrut. It creates more of a stamp of the nation on the life of the people through sifrut, through literature, through people, through culture, through people speaking Hebrew and writing in Hebrew and living in Hebrew. That connects, that strengthens the ruach ha'uma, that strengthens Am Yisrael. Shekach hi amida, because this is the way things function. If the more a language is used, the language flows from the soul of the nation, for sure, you know, and not just in a technical way, in a central way, Hebrew flows from the soul of Am Yisrael. The more Hebrew is out there, the more Hebrew is being used, the more Am Yisrael is strengthened, the more you connect to Am Yisrael when you use Am Yisrael's language. And he goes on to say, Hebrew is one expression of the nation, but Torah mitzvot is like the deepest expression of Am Yisrael. So for sure, people that are interested in Hebrew in order to strengthen the nation, for sure, should be into Torah mitzvot to strengthen the nation as well. This is like Rav Kook's little, like, trying to play the game of the Zionists. Like, the Zionists are interested in reviving Hebrew to recreate the nation, Am Yisrael, the Jewish nation. Rav Kook is like, that's great. I believe that. I believe that from a more spiritual way than you're willing to admit. But because you just think culturally, you need a language to have a nation. I think that, you know, using the Hebrew language actually strengthens the ruach of Am Yisrael from a spiritual way. But once you're trying to strengthen the ruach of Am Yisrael, the best way to do that is through Torah mitzvot, because that is the essential expression of Am Yisrael. So therefore, those people that are into Hebrew language should certainly be into Torah mitzvot. For some reason, the argument did not win favor in the secular Zionist world, but that's the argument of Kook is making in this piece in Eretz Yisrael. But again, you see what type of argument he's making as to why people should speak Hebrew and what that extension of that is for Torah mitzvot. Source number 9, again, we're not going to see the whole thing. Kol mash adam marbe b'Torah mitzvot, the more you do Torah mitzvot, mitkasher hu yotzer b'knesset Yisrael. You feel more connected to Am Yisrael. Again, in some people's mindset, it's the opposite. You're part of Am Yisrael in order to allow you to do Torah mitzvot, because really, the meat and potatoes of the religion, of your connection to God, is through Torah mitzvot. For Rav Kook, it works both ways. And one way of doing it is the more Torah mitzvot you do, the more you're connecting to Am Yisrael. When you're connecting to Am Yisrael, you are connecting to divinity. You're connecting to God, per se, because God is found within the Jewish people. So I think one ramification of this idea is in terms of just feelings. Now, it's trying to train ourselves to have highs and lows based on the highs and lows of Klal Yisrael. Number two is that a lot of regular religious stuff that we don't normally associate with Am Yisrael, for Rav Kook, thinking about Am Yisrael in that context, tshuva, speaking Hebrew, Talmud Torah, and doing mitzvos, all of these things, the kavana you're supposed to have is to strengthen your connection to Am Yisrael, because that is going to connect you to God. But the last ramification, which I think is probably the most lemaisa, is the source number 12. This piece is one of the most quoted pieces in Rav Kook. I'll tell you a story about it afterwards. I could have quoted the story in the sheet. I just didn't have enough room. But keep in mind, Rav Kook is writing this in the 1920s when Medinat Yisrael did not yet exist. Rav Kook writes as follows. Source number 12. Eina medina ha'usheh ha'ayon shel adam. The nation state is not the highest level of happiness of a person. So being a Russian, being an American, doesn't give you the highest level of satisfaction. Then, I guess, unless you're living in Finland, which consistently rates number one in terms of happiness, but I assume even there, it doesn't give you the highest level of happiness. But then nitan lehamer b'medina regila. That's true about a regular nation. She'ino ola le'eruch yoser gadol mechavras archayot gadola. A regular nation is like a large insurance company. You want protection, you want better goods, you have to live among other people. Shnesheru hamoni idiot, but there's so many ideals. Shenataras chayim shanoshiyot, which they themselves are the crown of humanity, living out the divine ideals. Rachafem mimalva, they hover over other nations. Veinam no gimba, they're not intertwined and etched into Frenchness or etched into Americanness. They hover over Americanness. Americanness is important; it gives you certain things. But you can't say that being an American creates the highest level of happiness for the human being. Masha'inkin medina shibisodi idealit. But this is not true about a nation whose very foundation is idealistic, and is idealistic with God's ideals. Shachokok b'havayasa, that etched into its very essence, tochen ideali oter elyon, Etched into this nation are the greatest ideals, that if living out those ideals brings you the highest level of happiness. So we saw at the beginning of these Rav Kook Shirim that according to Rav Kook, living the life of Torah mitzvot, living out the divine ideals, really brings you simcha and oneg and tamiluk, and these are things which should be experienced. Medina zohi be'emes hayoser elyona besulam ha'osher. Living in such a country, it really is the highest rung of happiness, of self-satisfaction, of meaning that a human being can have. Medina zohi medina senu. And this state is our state, Medinat Yisrael. Yesod kisei Hashem be'olam. Why is living in such a state so important? But such a state is Yesod kisei Hashem be'olam. It is the foundation of Hashem's throne in this world. The entire desire of this nation state is that Hashem's name should be revealed. Am Yisrael is the concentrated form of divinity in this world. When they live together as a nation state and they are expressing their inner Am Yisraelness, what does that mean? It means everything that happens in that country is going to be screaming out divinity. From the taxing system, the way the garbage is collected, or whatever it is, just living there, the overall culture is going to connect you to God. It's going to connect you to all of the divine ideals, to all the values that we have in Judaism. Emes, she'oshin nisgavzeh, this type of exalted happiness, sarakul deveir aruch, it requires a long explanation, in order for people, to appreciate it and understand it in these days of darkness. But just because it's hard to explain to people, it's hard to understand, doesn't mean it's not true, doesn't stop this living in this type of country as actually being the highest level of life satisfaction, highest level of happiness that a human being can have. So this piece, I think, is probably the most concrete expression, which is that living among Jews, living in a Medina of Am Yisrael, again, Rav Kook is not talking about the practical Medina of Israel that we have today, he's talking about the idealistic, the ideal Medina of Israel, but living in such a country among Jews is such an important value, because it's not just like you're living, Am Yisrael is an abstract thing, or Am Yisrael is a compilation of communities that are in Chutz Laaretz that are dispersed around the world. Am Yisrael comes together to create a nation state. And that nation state becomes the embodiment, the expression, the legal entity that is Am Yisrael. And when Am Yisrael is on the right level, that nation state is going to scream out divinity. And living in that nation state is going to fully connect you to Am Yisrael, and therefore is going to fully connect you to God. And your life will be totally different when you're living in such a nation state than when you're living elsewhere. So the most concrete expression of this need to connect to Am Yisrael is living in a Medina. So the Medina we have today is obviously somewhere in between. We are living in a Medina that a lot of Jews live in, that is self-defines as a Jewish state. I can't say that it is screaming out, you know, divinity in every single corner. And this is, God willing, maybe if we have time or if there's interest, we can see how these pieces were sort of understood by Rav Kook students and student students at Yom Hazeh, see what they do with the gap. Because Rav Kook is thinking, when Am Yisrael creates a state, they are going to be super idealistic. All of Hashem's value is going to be expressed in that state. And therefore, connecting to Am Yisrael means connecting to Hashem's values, which means you're going to be living in this amazing place, which is filled with Ruach Yos and divinity, and life will be amazing. And he uses the words Medinat Yisrael. So when somebody's reading that in the 1950s, they're immediately thinking about Medinat Yisrael that we're living in, but it's such a far gap between what Rav Kook is describing and the life you're living. So Rav Tzvi Yehuda, you know, a couple of times, all throughout his speeches, but in a couple of key speeches, addressed that gap explicitly. And he had a mahalach, which became, I guess, one of the dominant mahalachim, but how to understand the relevance of these ideas for the contemporary Medinat Yisrael. But you see, according to Rav Kook, how it's so essential to live in a Medina of Jews, because that connects you to Am Yisrael as a whole, and connecting to Am Yisrael is the essential way of connecting to divinity. One of the essential ways of connecting to divinity and Torah mitzvot and all the other good things in the confines of this world. So, which is why I guess it's so hard for some people that are raised in this to understand why, if you're a firm Jew, like, why are you living outside of Medinat Yisrael? Like, it becomes very, very hard for people to understand, because living in a Medinat Yisrael, again, this is even irrespective of the Eretz Yisrael part. That we'll get to next time. Just living in a Medina of Jews is so essential because it connects you to Am Yisrael, which, as we've seen according to Rav Kook, is such an important foundational part in our avodas Hashem. So God willing, next time we meet, we'll focus on Eretz Israel. We'll see how you can't have this Medina just in Uganda. How this Medina has to be in Eretz Israel, and we'll see why. And then, God willing, we'll see what Rav Kook saw happening in the 1910s, 1920s, when Am Yisrael was reforming as a nation and returning to Eretz Israel. What that means for the nature and the texture of religious life. And then, if there's interest, we could continue the story going down to seeing how Rav Yehuda Kook interpreted these pieces and applied them to his own day and age, and how Rav Yehuda's Talmidim, and some of them at least, interpreted his words. And we can continue down the line that way. But there's one other point I wanted to say.
Story.
Oh, story. Thank you. Story is that Rav Lichtenstein, and you're probably familiar with this. Some of you are familiar with this, probably. That Rav Lichtenstein, in his book By His Light, has an essay entitled Cheshbon Nefesh for Central Orthodoxy. In that essay, he says he was once walking around with a member of Knesset that was associated with Gush Emunim. And this member Knesset associated with Gush Emunim said, Rav Lichtenstein, I want to read you a passage, and I want, without telling you who the author is, I want you to tell me what you think about it. So he read him some lines from this passage. So living in a country is the highest level of happiness of a human being. And he asked Rav Lichtenstein what he thought, and Rav Lichtenstein said, I think it's terrible. And then this member Knesset told Rav Lichtenstein, oh, this is actually from Rav Kook, and he read him the whole passage. He's like, read the whole passage, it's already a little bit better because he's talking about some type of idealistic state, but Rav Lichtenstein is like, I still think it's a little bit too overblown. The value that Rav Kook was putting on living among Jews in a Jewish state is versus, you know, living a full Jewish life in Chutz La'aretz, was something that Rav Lichtenstein said he was not mechunach in that derech, and he's trying to explain the gap between his Zionism and the Zionism he encountered after he came to Eretz Israel. So that's the story about the piece. Like a WhatsApp, I could send it out on the WhatsApp group if you're interested. But I think it's a good contrast. You see where Rav Kook is coming from. you can see where Rav Lichtenstein is coming from. But just to go back to what we saw last week. So now we can understand why for Rav Kook this segula, the essential identity of the Jew, irrespective of your choices, of your behaviors, why that's connected to wanting good for Am Yisrael. That's what Rav Kook said, is if you're a Zionist and you want good for Am Yisrael, that means your segula is totally shining. You're making bad choices, but your segula is totally shining. Where does that come from? It comes from because the essential identity of Am Yisrael is godliness, and the essential identity of a Jew is connected with Am Yisrael. Torah mitzvos are super important, but they're a part of the world of bechira. You could choose to do mitzvos or not choose it, and it will hurt or elevate your level of rechnius. But your connection to Am Yisrael is something that's built in. It's essential. It's etched into your reality. And etched into Am Yisrael's reality is divinity. And therefore, if you're connected to that, you are going to want the betterment of Am Yisrael. And therefore, for Rav Kook, that it was a super important criteria for how he knew who the segula was shining very strongly in. And therefore, he was trying to had close relationships with such people, even though in terms of their choices and their emunas v'deos, they weren't necessarily on par with where he would want their bechira to be. Thank you so much. And I hope everybody has a good night.